Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes checking out the latest on our agricultural news on Talk Radio's new generation, KOKC. Back in just a moment.
Turn to Altosid IGR for hornfly-specific control year after year. Altosid IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altosid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altosidigr.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Dakota Moss with us today from Livestock Risk Services. Dakota, the market continues to kind of chop around quite a bit. We've had some fall off this spring because of some concerns. You mentioned the bird flu, HPAI, and dairy cattle. Folks are still talking about that. Even, it seems like we should be past it, but we're still hearing that some. What are we seeing right now as far as the kind of the atmosphere, the thing that's out there that people are trying to pay attention to that relates back to their decisions on our LRP?
So, yeah, over the past few weeks, we had that bird flu scare, so to speak, which really hasn't turned into anything for the beef cattle side of the industry, but it seems like the cattle business, the cattle industry is so sensitive to any possible bad market news we may have. It just has a volatile impact with the way the cattle futures is traded nowadays. And so with the LRP, if producers had gotten their LRPs put on cattle insured with that price protection a little while back, they're probably sitting in a very good place, especially out to this coming fall months, maybe early next spring.
And Dakota Moss says it's important to understand that LRP is set daily based on the marketplace.
The LRP goes off the market every single day, so prices change with LRP every afternoon as soon as we get that closing price off the cattle feeder futures and the live futures. So the best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services. And that's for Farm News on Talk Radio's new generation. I'm Ron Hayes for KOKC.